Thursday night's forum covered a lot of ground, and we'll get to that in short order. But first, a wish list, if you'll allow. We began by asking each assembly candidate to imagine they were made the ruler of Sitka, and that they had complete authority to make any change they wanted.
I think we'd give our the businesses in Sitka more options and start listening to them.
Terry Blake.
Find out what they need. How can they be successful? And as entrepreneurs and business people, how can they collectively come up with a plan and bring it to the assembly so that they can be successful? Because if they struggle, Sitka will struggle.
Michelle Putz said Sitka's headed in the right direction, but that one of the things she'd hoped to do is promote more consensus on community issues, to foster more discussions about common goals, and to add more voices to that conversation.
We have different types of communities, the Filipino community, the Native community, that we don't all do things together. And I think that together we can get a lot more done than we can separately.
Jack Osmond said if he were appointed ruler of Sitka and could make one thing happen immediately, it would be getting bulk water sold out of Blue Lake. The city is looking to sell water from the lake for a penny a gallon.
If we could do that, you know, get a ship out of here every other week or so, it would certainly take care of our funding problems, our revenue problems. We would then be able to do just about any project that we would be interested in doing to help out our community.
Bulk water came to mind for me as well, although I think that takes more than a king, and that might take a deity.
That's Tor Christensen. He says his one wish would be to make it easier for citizens to navigate city government.
To remove the irritation factor that one has to deal with city government. Anytime you're dealing with government, it's painful. So the more streamlined, the better, the more responsive we are to our customers, the happier people will be with their government, the more happier people, easier it'll be to do business.
Every candidate said they support a multi-purpose dock at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park that could handle cargo ships as well as cruise ships. One listener asked why they support a dock for cruise ships when the issue has been voted on twice before and failed. Christensen said the difference is location.
I mean, there's a huge difference between parking a cruise ship right underneath O'Connell Bridge and having it 5 miles out the road. I mean, it's not the same thing at all. The talks that were discussed before were not, they would be usable for freight, but they wouldn't have been particularly convenient for it. This is going to be very convenient for freight. It's a different animal.
The candidates differed on economic issues. Putz said Sitka's future lies in smaller jobs rather than large-scale manufacturing. Christensen said there are places for government to help businesses get started, but then it should get out of the way. Osmond said Sitka's major employers need to be maintained and enhanced. Blake took a two-pronged approach, saying Sitka needed to be more welcoming to the tourism industry.
But the difficulty that we have is that we need year-round employment here. We need to attract young families. We're losing young families, the 20 to 30-year-old adults that have children, and I think that this year our school system has suffered because of that. I would really like to find some bright young entrepreneurs, attract them, and welcome them to Sitka so that we can have year-round employment, not just seasonal.
And a listener asked about the city's comprehensive plan, which is a guiding document drafted in 1999 that's supposed to guide future decisions on various community development issues. The plan is undergoing an update that includes community involvement, and the listener wanted to know how rigidly each of the candidates would adhere to the plan if elected. Michelle Putz.
A big process that involves the community is a great idea. I think we should be using that comprehensive plan. Why put an effort into all these plans if you're not going to use them, essentially with a lot of your decisions? There's a lot of work put into them. You might as well use the good work that goes in and the community support that goes behind them.
Blake said he would respect the opinions of the professionals who helped develop the plan. Osmond said it's hard to answer the question because decisions are made on a case-by-case basis. And Christensen, who was on the assembly when the plan was drafted, said he'd vote against the plan if the situation called for it. The update should make the plan broader, he said, because specifics laid out in the plan can change by the time a decision comes up. There were a couple questions directed at specific candidates. One listener said Christensen was a lightning rod for conflict when he was on the assembly, and wanted to know if he'll approach the position differently if elected again.
Yes and no.
Christensen said it's his responsibility to speak his mind, and that he represented a point of view in conflict with others on the assembly when he served between 1998 and 2004.
But I like to think that I can be reasonable. I'm a few years older. You know, I will try say something nice about everybody before I even start talking. And, you know, I try to do that anyway and listen to people and do my best to not be a lightning rod for conflict. At the same time, if I feel something is wrong, I'm going to have to speak up.
Osment, who currently sits on the assembly, took a listener question about Dove Island Lodge, which up until this year had been at odds with the city about the number of guests it was allowed to host and other issues. The listener said the assembly gave in to everything Dove Island wanted from the city, and the listener wanted to know what new information came to light and why Osment didn't feel the need to disclose it.
Part of that's true, part of it isn't. We did not agree, the assembly did not agree to everything that Dove Island wanted. We did change our strategy, our status, and I'm still not in the position where I can divulge all the information that we received.
For legal reasons, Osment says, the ballot will ask Sitka voters to elect two candidates, although a third could end up on the assembly if current member Cheryl Westover is elected mayor. The election is October 5th. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.